And such is life.
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 Welcome to And Such is Life, the podcast, a podcast hosted by Ja'Kari McLeod, founder of Sessions of Hope. Are you ready to live life and live life more abundantly?
And such is life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, And Such is Life. Ooh. So, today, I have my beautiful sister with me.
Hello.
So, I'm going to let her introduce herself to you all.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? My name is Katrina, a.k.a. Cece, and I'm so happy to be here today.
Yes. If you don't know, this is Dr. Cece to you all. Okay? Dr. Cece. All right. All right. So, today, you know, I was talking to my sister, and she was telling me about the word that God had given her. And I said, great, because I want you to share this with our audience. And I want her to just release what God has given her. But before she does, I'm going to share the topic for you all. The topic that God placed on her heart was something from nothing. All right, I'm going to say it again. Something from nothing. And when she was speaking to me about it, it reminded me of creation. And the scripture that God gave me, the theme scripture for today is, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. So ponder on that, but I want you to listen to the revelation that God has given her. So, Cece, take it away.
Thank you so much for having me today, and I'm glad to share this word. God actually gave this to me about a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And I just had it, and every time he gave me something to add on, I added on to it. And my mom was like, when God gives you a word like that, when he wakes you up out of your sleep, you don't keep it to yourself, and you share it. So I'm glad I have the opportunity to share it. And I like what you brought up, the scripture about God creating. And we see there, he spoke, and it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to come here to encourage everyone tonight and let them know that when God speaks a word over your life, it's going to happen. So I came up with the topic something from nothing because I was going through my own personal trial, and it came from this scripture, Philippians 4 verses 6, and it goes through to 8. And this became my favorite scripture just because of the circumstance I was going through. I remember it was 5 years ago, it was in 2018, I was in my junior year of high school. And I found myself being in a point where I was experiencing anxiety on another level, not just constantly worried, but literal anxiety and depression.
Wow. Wow.
Because I wanted to go in the career field of medicine. And I'm going to be honest, it wasn't looking like that for me. I didn't have the 3.8 GPA. I haven't even taken the MCAT yet. And I was just so overwhelmed. And I got to the point where I felt like my dreams were never going to happen. It's never going to come into fruition. Mm. So what happens when what you've wanted since you were 14, you come to the realization that this might not happen? What do I do next in life? And for me, it led to anxiety. And one day I began to talk to my mom, and she gave me the scripture, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind. And I clung on to this scripture because it let me know that God hears me, he sees me, and whatever God said, it's going to come to pass. I had nothing else but just a word spoken over my life from years ago. And this scripture just held me when I was feeling lonely. It wiped the tears away when I was feeling like everything was crashing in on me. And then I got to the point where I said, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm moving by faith that God is going to do it.
Amen.
So I began to like make an Excel sheet of things that I wanted to do and make a list and organize things, because you guys know that's what I love to do. And the Spirit of the Lord said, put that scripture at the top of the Excel sheet so that every time you open it and you start to see yourself getting a little stressed out or overwhelmed, you have that scripture. So then I got Hebrews 11. This is the scripture. And it says, now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And by ancients, they're talking about the people in the Bible.
Yes.
This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed from God's command. So that's the scripture you brought up in the beginning. So that what was seen was made from what is not visible. And that last line is so powerful to me. What was seen is made by something that's not visible.
Mm.
Wow. So God, you're telling me that everything that's here and now, what you're going to do, you don't need any of it. You need a house? God said, I don't even need your credit score. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to use that for what's going to be seen. It's going to be made by something that's not even visible at the moment.
Mm.
And as I began to pray and go deeper, God gave me the topic, something from nothing, from faith to physical.
Oof.
And what does that mean? God conceived it, which means he brought it into fruition before we can even see it. So we must train our spiritual eye to perceive it. Faith is more than just, you know, merely believing. That's the first step, but not the only step. It's more than merely believing then that you're going to obtain what God has spoken. We must train our spiritual eye to see what God has spoken over our lives, but it's not in the physical world yet. And that's hard to do. You want me to see something that's not there, but it's possible. We often hear the story of our grandfather when he wanted his car.
Yeah.
And he would look out the window and say, that parking spot right there, that's going to be for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? He got the car. So that's what I'm speaking of when I say you have to train your spiritual eye to see what's not yet in the physical world.
Mm.
So, and then God begins to take me deeper and give me four relationships with faith. I'm only going to discuss one of them today, but maybe later at another time, some type of way we'll be able to talk about it more.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So I have faith in time, the tug of war, me versus myself. We can't blame everything on the devil. We have to subject our faith to God's word.
Mm.
I have faith versus anxiety. Allow the Holy Spirit to find the root of your anxiety, then trust God with more than just your lips or what you've always been told. And the last relationship with faith is faith in the physical world, specifically ratios. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But as I begin to look at the scripture, Hebrews 11, the Matthew Henry commentary said, faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by our physical senses. So when God speaks a word, it immediately starts happening and coming into fruition, although we can't see it physically. And we can look at this more in the story of Gideon. And this is in Judges 6-8. And when we look at the scripture, the Israelites were in a distressed state. The Bible literally says they were surrounded by the enemy on every turn. And every time they planted crop or had livestock, the Midianites would come and destroy it. And I said, isn't that like the enemy? He wants to weaken you. So when you're in the process, when you have a word from God, but you may not see it, the enemy wants to weaken you. He wants to bit by bit take things away from you to weaken your strength and your faith in God. But then we come upon this man named Gideon, and it says he was literally threshing wheat in the wine press. So he was hiding wheat in the wine press away from the enemy. And there we see that the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and addressed him as mighty, and that he would deliver Israel. And sometimes when God speaks a word over our life or gives us a calling, we're like, oh, no, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Or we shout in that moment. And then after that, we're like, I don't know if it's going to happen. And as we go through the scripture, we see Gideon say, mighty, deliver Israel. I'm from the clan of Manasseh, the weakest clan. How am I going to deliver Israel? But this is the point where we see God doesn't see us as we see ourselves. He sees who we're going to be. So whoever's watching right now, and you may feel like you're nothing, you're at your lowest, God doesn't see you that way. He sees you as mighty, and he sees you as strong. And if we read down in the chapter, we see how God begins to work, and, you know, he gives Gideon the direction to go ahead and against the Midianites. And Gideon starts out with 32,000 people. And God narrows it down to 300.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once again, we're back to that topic of God doesn't need what we have. All he needs is what? Your faith. And there were 135,000 Midianites. So when you get the ratio 135 to about 300, that's 430 Midianites to every one Israelite. That's crazy. and they defeated the Midianites. So what I got from that was, again, back to the topic, God doesn't need anything that you have to do what he's going to do in your life. And that God doesn't work with regular math that we work with. So I spoke about earlier faith to physical and ratios, but God's ratios are a little different. So we talked about 430:1. So what are some other ratios? 5 loaves and 2 fish feed 5,000 men, not including women and children. So again, we see God taking something from nothing. One man delivers 2.4 million Israelites out of Egypt. That the math is not math to us, but it's math to God. Jesus turns water into wine. Mm-hmm. You get the point. Even starting sessions of hope. All we had was a word that was spoken over us that we were supposed to start campus ministry. Mm-hmm. And every time we tried, it was a blocked door. Something wasn't right.
Yep.
There was some type of exception that we couldn't do mm-hmm. what God had for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when God speaks a word, he doesn't need anything that we have. All he needs is our faith. And now we're sitting here today from Such Is Up Hope on the campus to And Such Is Life as a podcast. So the moral of the story I want to give over everyone today is that God doesn't need anything you have to work a miracle in your life. He doesn't need your credit score to purchase a home. He doesn't need your savings for you to get that car. He doesn't need your degree to get you in places with an elite. He doesn't need the GRE, the LSAT, the MCAT, the PCAT to get you into that school, to that career that he spoke over your life. All he needs is your faith, and he will do the rest. So if you're feeling like, I don't have anything, I don't know what I'm doing, I want to let you know you are in the perfect spot for God to take something and make it, take nothing and make it into something. He's going to take your faith and his word and put it into the physical world. It's going to happen for you.
Wow. You know, as I was sitting here, I was being fed. Mm-hmm. And really, everything, and I'm going to tell you this with all sincerity, everything that CC has said, please take your notes and study it so you can understand how God doesn't operate like man.
Yes.
And I have never heard it that way. The way that you broke it down with the numbers, I have never heard it that way. And that's why I wanted her to come and I wanted her to release that word that God had given unto her. And I pray that everything that she has given out will be restored back unto her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a prayer request and mm-hmm. You know, I want you to pray over the prayer request, but I also want you to pray over this audience as well.
All right.
The prayer request is from Johnson, who says, I ask for healing in my body.
All righty. Well, we're praying for Johnson. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how. We bring Johnson before you. We ask that you touch his body in the name of Jesus. God, you created the body. You created every molecule. And God, we know that you can do it. You can heal his body. We ask that you renew his strength right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that as the healing is happening right now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will continue to renew his strength spiritually, yes. That you will cover him, that you will send your angels to minister unto him. And we believe in your healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And for the audience, yes. We're just going to bow our heads in prayer. God, we thank you for everyone that's here yes. today, that's listening, that's seeing this, that may be worrying, that may be in a state of distress, in a state of anxiety, doesn't know their next move. God, let them know that even in this, you are in the midst. Even when it feels like they have nothing, God, you are the key factor that will make something great out of their lives, Lord God. You are the key factor that will give a turnaround. You are the key factor yes. that will multiply exponentially yes. everything that they are seeking from you. God, I ask in this moment that you will strengthen them through your word, Lord God, that you will send people in their path to uplift them. And we thank you and we praise you in advance, knowing that every word you have spoken is going to come to pass. We believe it, we receive it, and we rejoice for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Cece, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Now that we know you have other portions, I'm going to call her back. I'm the queen of calling people back.
Ooh, I set myself up, didn't I?
So to the audience, you know, remember this. God can take your nothing and make something out of it. So a lot of you people have been told they're nothing, mm-hmm. but that's okay. Because nothingness, it doesn't compare to the something that what God can do.
Yes.
So I'm praying for you, and I mean that with all sincerity. And not just me, Cece's praying for you, our team, we're all praying for you. So send in those prayer requests and know that God is listening and you have a community in all of us. So thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast and Such is Life. We love you, but most importantly, God loves you. See you all next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.